This is Highway Radio. Thanks for listening to it. My name is Gonzo. I'm here with my friend Josh Bell. Josh, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming in. Josh is going to talk about some movies.
Josh Bell hates everything.
That's right, including your movie.
Josh Bell hates everything.
Except me.
All right, so before we go any further, are you a Bruce Springsteen fan?
I am not a Bruce Springsteen fan. There's some songs that I like, but I am not a fan in the way that the Springsteen fans are dedicated.
They're pretty hardcore.
That's not me.
So we're talking about Blinded by the Light.
Bruce is the direct line to all this true in this shitty world. Seriously, what does he know about our world? I'm just living in
a dump like this. You should be listening to our music before you start getting confused and hating yourself.
I listen to everything. I can feel it all right here. It's like Bruce knows everything I've ever felt.
You think that this man sings for people like us? But he talks to me.
Purpose of your visit?
I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen's hometown.
I can't think of a better reason to visit the United States than to see the home of the boss.
All right, so I like the premise of this movie. So I watched the trailer. Josh watches the movie. The trailer is pretty good. The premise is fun because I think we've all had a band or artist at some point that has touched us and we connect to that band or artist or music intensely.
Right.
And that's kind of what this story is about.
Yeah, it's that feeling, especially as a teenager, you discover kind of the first thing that really speaks to you, that really feels like it's for you.
Right.
And that's this character, Javed. He's a son of Pakistani immigrants in the UK in 1987. So he's in the UK and he's the son of immigrants. I mean, he's as far as you could think from
Bruce Springsteen. Right.
And it's 1987. So it's actually kind of after the first big heyday of Bruce Springsteen.
The 70s, right?
Yeah. He's already kind of dad rock at this point.
Yeah.
And yet he, in his struggles to relate to his parents and the economy is depressed, his dad's out of work, there's all these kind of nasty right-wing neo-Nazi people in his neighborhood harassing him, and he finds Bruce Springsteen, and it just speaks to him in that way that nothing else has, and it helps give him confidence when he's kind of trying to talk to girls, and he wants to be a writer. He writes lyrics for his friend's band, and he also wants to write poetry and wants to write for the local newspaper, and everything that Bruce Springsteen says about being stuck in this kind of provincial town and wanting something more for your life really just resonates with this guy. And the movie gets that across incredibly well. Even if you are not into Bruce Springsteen, but that feeling that you're talking about of being a teenager and feeling misunderstood and then suddenly this music understands you, this movie gets that across really well. And there's a lot of moments of him. It's not a musical, but there are a lot of almost music video-like moments.
I was going to say, looking at the trailer, it plays a lot like a music video at times,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, and so the characters aren't singing, but there's Springsteen songs playing, and it's sort of dreamlike as the characters kind of dance, or they're singing along, or they're expressing their feelings through these songs, and it's very well done. It's kind of cheesy. I mean, okay, it's more than kind of cheesy, but I feel like the cheesiness of it is well presented. The director, Gurinder Chadha, made a movie in 2003 called Bend It Like Beckham that had a similar premise related to soccer and young girls, and I think she's good at capturing that feeling. So if you like Bruce Springsteen, or even if you're neutral on Springsteen, as I think you and I maybe are, the movie will win you over.
It's America, so you have to. You can't not like Bruce Springsteen or we get thrown out.
That is true.
So I'm getting kind of a warm vibe from Josh here on this movie. Well, so how many stars?
I give it a 3.5 out of
5.
Wow. It's a good movie.
All right.
It's a feel-good movie, but it's not manipulative. It works for what it's trying to do.
All right. Well, so there's a positive recommendation for Blinded by the Light from Josh Bell, who hates everything. Check out his podcast.
Yeah, you can check out Awesome Movie Year, which is my podcast co-hosted by comedian Jason Harris, who is a massive Bruce Springsteen fan and will hear no negative things about Bruce Springsteen. Our podcast takes a look back at a different year in movies each season. We're talking about the movies of 1994 this season. Our most recent episode about Wong Kar-wai's Chungking Express, which is actually another movie about the power of music, and California Dreamin' and Dreams by the Cranberries are huge motifs in that film.
Good
so
point.
Check that out, awesomemovieyear.com, and wherever you get podcasts.
And, of course, as always, at joshbellhateseverything.com. Josh,
yes.
Good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
Drive carefully. This is Highway Radio.